From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit here, July 30th. 7 pieces of comedy from the open web. Let's see what stuck. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Pros and cons of arresting Netanyahu. You know, I was reading this Onion piece about the pros and cons of arresting Netanyahu, and it's just wild. So, apparently, 49% of Americans think we should take him into custody. That's a significant chunk of people. The pros they list are pretty ridiculous, but also kind of funny. They think it could boost interest in the International Criminal Court, and that it would be a great premise for a TV show. They even mention how it might add some drama to the Middle East. I mean, can you imagine? But the cons are where it gets really interesting. They're worried about the world not being ready for a prison buff Netanyahu, which is just a great visual. They're also concerned about the long phone calls from your uncle and the potential damage to Israel's reputation. And then there's the stock tip. My stocks. I mean, who knew that arresting a prime minister could be a good investment strategy? Next. Second, from The Onion. Campers sickened by mushroom-laced chocolate. So, a bunch of kids at a summer camp in New Jersey got sick after eating some chocolate that had psychedelic mushrooms in it. They had no idea, obviously. Now, people are weighing in on the situation. One guy thinks chocolate has just gotten way more potent over the years, which is an interesting take. Someone else pointed out that the kids probably ruined their appetites for dinner, which is a pretty mundane concern given the circumstances. And then there's the systems analyst who's trying to collect $40 from the kids, because that's clearly the priority here. Up next, third, from The Onion. Object permanence kicks in just in time for dad to leave. The dad's exit was timed like a badly rehearsed magic trick. He'd slipped out the door, bag in hand, while his 6-year-old stared at the empty hallway, convinced the space itself had vanished. The kid's question, "Where did he go?" hung in the air longer than the dad's half-finished coffee, until the child's brain finally clicked the object still exists even when out of sight switch. The moment of realization hit just as the dad reached the porch, a half-smile playing on his face as if he'd been waiting for that exact cue. What's funny isn't the kid's sudden grasp of physics. It's the whole family's unspoken agreement that the dad's departure is a performance, not a simple walkout. The silence that follows is less about loss and more about the absurd choreography of everyday exits. Everyone pretends the door isn't there until the last second, then rushes to close it. In the end, the dad's departure becomes a tiny lesson in patience for the whole household. Sometimes you have to linger just long enough for the younger generation to catch up, even if it means stepping over a half-packed suitcase to do so. And then, fourth, from The Onion, Meatpacking Plant Workers Weirded Out, by Guy Older Than 16. Holcomb, KS, confused and even disturbed at the sight of a new employee who recently appeared on the processing line. Workers at local meatpacking plant Carlisle Foods confirmed Thursday that they were weirded out by the presence of a guy older than 16. "I'm segmenting this carcass with a band saw when I see this dude by the offal separator who has to be 17, maybe even 18, said Justin Henderson, 13, adding that he initially thought his mature co-worker might be a new supervisor or maybe even ran the whole facility. "I mean, he was taller than all of us and had some actual facial hair." Next, fifth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, a field guide to legacy media pundits in the United States, Contrarianus Grivancius. Habitat, op-ed page of a formerly relevant magazine. Distinctive call. "Some say the culture wars divide us, but I believe fighting actually brings us together." Distinguishing feature. We'll find one radical social media post from an account with 9 followers. uses it to build a 1-200-word piece about how socialists are poised to take over America. Nepotus Lecturus. Habitat, fourth-generation family-owned newspaper editorial board. Distinctive call. I once met, name of a Supreme Court nominee, at a fancy cocktail party, and he is perfectly lovely and ration, that's the seven. The joke is, you came back, same time tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.